Learning Nefesh HaChaim, we're in Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Tes, chapter 19, towards the end of the chapter. We've been speaking about how the different parts of the soul are linked to each other, like a chain. That is the Nefesh to the Ruach, and the Ruach to the Neshama, and the Neshama to the Shorish of the Neshama, the root of the Neshama. And the last thing we saw was a Yushalmi, a teaching of Reish Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that says that Hashem joined his name to Israel, and the analogy was to a king who had a small key that opens a small palace, and the king was scared of losing his key, so therefore he joined his key to a chain to himself. So we said that the key represents Israel, and the king is Hashem, and the chain is the chain of the different spiritual forces right through the world, which linked Am Yisrael to Hashem. That is the chain we've been speaking about, the chain of influence, where one part of the soul is linked to a higher part of the soul, is linked to a higher part of the soul, is linked to Hashem himself. Hashem himself joins his name to Klal Yisrael along this chain. If we say that Israel is the key, so what's the lock? The lock is the lock to the palace, the small palace. Israel themselves are the ones who unlock all the different koichos that influence the worlds. So that's what we were speaking about in the earlier chapters, that through our maisim, we release all of the energies into the world. We release bracha into the world. We release prosperity and shefa, and all that's wonderful into the world is through our good deeds. And vice versa, through our bad deeds, we withhold the shefa from the world and it can lead to disruption. Our deeds affect the entire world in general and us specifically, and the two are linked, because what happens to the world depends on what happens to the Jewish people. Vadon kol bolchu, and the master of all, blessed be he, betuvei hagodil, with his great goodness, leheti v'bruach, his great goodness with his intention to bestow benefit on his creatures, shokad al takanaseinu. So he was concerned with remedying us. He was worried about remedying us, like we spoke about before in the Moshul, that he didn't want to lose that key. V'omer, im ani manicha k'moishi, if I'm just going to leave the Jewish people as they are, leave them to themselves, shelo yeiskashrus ben hagimel b'chinois, where there'll be no connection to those three different levels of nefesh, ruach, neshoma, that the Jewish people are linked through these different levels to Hashem. Ilo ha'echad sheyipol, the bechinas nefesh, then it would be that if an individual of the Jewish people would fall, he'd fall spiritually, and that's in terms of his nefesh, bechinas nefesh atachdoina, he'd fall in terms of the lower part of his self, leimke mitzudas harachas v'shalom, into the depths of evil waters, evil whirlpools of waters, or quicksand, right, that can swallow him up. And Sheini Lakima, there isn't anyone else to pick him up. If he falls down and he sins and he gets lost from the Jewish people, there'll be no one to pick him up. There'll be no one to restore him, to bring him back. And then that nefesh can be lost forever, chas v'sholem. Like the Pasuk says in Vayikra, I will destroy that nefesh. If a person sins badly enough, so that Hashem says, or the Torah says, I'm going to destroy that nefesh. A person who sins distances himself, and through becoming distant, he gets lost, and the soul is destroyed. So therefore, if a nefesh does sin, if a soul does sin, if a person does sin with his soul, with his actions, etc., how can he possibly fix that up? How can he possibly receive an atonement and come back? And this is why Hashem set up this marvelous eitzah, this marvelous device, this wonderful approach, this wonderful solution. The Kova Hagimel Vandregas Nefesh Ruach Neshoma, and he set these three levels of Nefesh Ruach Neshoma. She kol achas mehem tiskasha bechina rishoyne shelo elyoyna bechina tachtoyne shelo madrega shelo. That each one of them, each one of the three levels, so its first link, the first link of each level, which is its top link, the first which is the top, because each one of the levels is made up of 10 different levels, 10 different spheres. So its top link, which is its first link, will be linked to, will be connected to the Bechina Tzachtonish on Madrega Shalalei. It'll be linked to, it'll be connected to the bottom level of the level that's above it. So therefore, the last link of ruach will be linked to the first link of nefesh, etc. Kinyan hashal shed is just like with a chain. Shekol tabas mimen, each one of its rings of a chain. Kotel yon shelo nechezus nechneses to ektzei tachtuin shelat tabas shaleo. With a chain, each one of the rings at the one end of the chain, the top end of the chain, is grasping and entering the other, the bottom end of the ring that's above it. The top part of the ring interlinks with the bottom part of the ring above it. By the day came gum in yikoris hanefesh, if therefore the soul is cut off, the tipo imke koiches atumas, atuma chas v'shalom, and it falls down into the depths of the forces of contamination, it falls down into a very, very low place, very, very low place, into sort of some type of gehenim. Yecholi litaken, it can still be fixed, because even though that link is cut, there are other ties. We have other ties, like you say, you speak, I have ties with that person. So therefore, even though he's upset with me, or even though we had a fight, our ties are still intact. Right? There's still connections to us, and you build connections, just like you build connections with other people. You can have very strong connections. Some people you're very strongly connected with, like close members of your family, you're very strongly connected. Some friends, you're not so strongly connected. So depending on the strength, even though there's a break, it can always be, you can always recall that connection. You always recall that relationship. So therefore, also this relationship we have between different parts of the neshama can be that even if it falls away and it gets lost, yecholehi letaken, it can still be repaired. Lalois alidei iskashus bechinas elyoina shelo bechinas haruach. It can still be repaired and to be reconnected and retied to the level above it, which would be the level of ruach. So the nefesh can still be restored to the ruach. The kein al derech zeh bekilkul pgam haruach kanal. Similarly, if there is a spoiling to the ruach, so also that spoiling, the damage that's done to the ruach, can be repaired by his oirus that comes from the neshama, which is above the ruach. What we're saying in terms of the way Hashem has set it up, he has created this chain with these different levels. And therefore, now that we have it, he's given us this ladder which goes from the heaven down. Now that we have this ladder, we are able to climb this ladder. So we are able to grab hold of this level and climb up to different levels of this ladder. And our soul, actually, the different parts of our soul are actually the ladder itself. So therefore, when we get lost, there's higher parts of the soul that are still, which are within themselves the ladder, which we can actually climb back onto. The setup that Hashem has set up is for us to be able to elevate ourselves. But it comes from us. It comes from us initiating this climb up the ladder. We want to climb up the ladder, and therefore the potential lies for us to do so. Hashem has set it up that we can do so. If you remember, we mentioned right in the earlier chapters that the body is called the shu, because the body only clothes the very smallest, the lowest part of the total soul of a person. It's only part of the nefesh. It's only the nefesh, maybe some of the ruach, is within the body. The rest of it goes way, 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 way up. And therefore, just like the shoe covers a very small part of the body, and the rest of the body is not inside the shoe. Similarly, that's with the nefesh. And that's the connection which connects us all the way up to Hashem himself. And that's what we're saying. V'zeh she'om esham. And this is what we said in that chazal that we brought before, about the analogy with the key and the chain, etc. El areini mishatev es shmiya godel behem. I don't want the Jewish people to be lost, so therefore I'm joining my name, my great name, to them. I don't want them to be lost. I'm joining my great name to them. Shagimel dagim nefesh ruach neshama. That these three levels of nefesh ruach neshama, v'shoresh neshama, and the root of neshama, which is the fourth level, mekor shoshan, the source of these four levels, Hu ha'av o'isyas Hashem ha'godol. It is the four letters of the great name of Hashem. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is four letters which make up the name of Hashem. Yud, and then the Hei, and then the Vav, and then the Hei. That's four levels. The four levels of the soul is an exact parallel. It starts, the root of those four levels of the soul are the four letters of Hashem's name. And that's what Hashem said. I'm joining my name to them. I'm joining the koach of my name, which is made up of four parts, to them, that they also will have these four parts that will link them to me. Right, the source of the root of the four levels of the soul of the four letters of Hashem's name. Chapter 20. Now the explanation of the details of the way they can remedy themselves and how they can tie themselves back to Hashem, can reconnect to Hashem through tshuva, is as follows. When a person has sinned in terms of his nefesh, which is his lowest part, or af im garam chas v'sholem shenifsuhu v'nichusu kol teisha sviroiseh, or even if chas v'sholem he caused that all of the nine levels of the nefesh, the nine lowest levels, which is 90% of his nefesh, has been cut off through sin, doing a sin that carries the penalty of koris. Right, so nine levels have been cut off, mi-chochme lemata, from chochme and down, because chochme is the second level, so from chochme, from the second down to the tenth, is all cut away. And it's disconnected, lemata mi-skashrusum nanal, it's cut off from its connection, v'tereg ploim, the im came with sulas hakali chas v'sholem, and it falls very unbelievably. It falls like huge fall. It mamish crashes down thousands and thousands of meters. Teiret ploim the im came to the very depths of the quicksand of the kali of the contaminated forces. As alidei vidui dvorim, then by confessing his sins, which is the power of vidui, when a person says a confession, he admits that he did the wrong thing, he says it out, I did the wrong thing, he says the confession, the emes, and he does so sincerely, me'umka deliba, from the depths of his heart, with a real passion, with a real feeling that he's done the wrong thing, with a real regret, bakima svosov, so he expresses it with his lips, bechinas nefesh deruach, the nefesh of ruach, because ruach, that's the next level up, is ruach, and the nefesh is the lower part of the ruach, right? Each one of the four is made up of all four, the four being Shoyesh of the Neshama, the Ruach, and the Nefesh. So therefore the Nefesh of Ruach is the lowest part of Ruach, is aroused by him confessing, he's confessing his sins. So this arousement with his voice creates a spiritual arousement, the heavens get excited by a heartfelt cry of the voice. It doesn't mean that he's shouting, screaming out loud, but there's a heartfelt tone to his voice, there's a sincerity in his voice, which takes his words, ad le'elo le'ela, they go way, way, way up. Our words have a very amazing power to reach mamish to Hashem himself, way up to the highest of heavens. V'goyim shis'atzel to sefes kedusha mimenu yisborach, and this causes that Hashem, so to speak, emanates. It comes out of Hashem, additional Kedusha from Hashem. The words themselves arouse some sort of higher holiness from Hashem. The words reach Hashem, and then Hashem himself sends down this holiness, this additional holiness of his name. At Shoresh and Neshama Tchila. First it goes down to the root of Neshama. The Kedusha that comes from Hashem goes to the root of Neshama. Omisham le Neshama. And then from the root of the Neshama down to the Neshama. Nishmosoi v'rucha. Then from the Neshama to the Ruach. V'ruach mavik oira godol. Shenishbalav, and then the Ruach shines this great light. The Ruach itself is elevated and sanctified, and it itself shines down a great light, Hanishbalav, which came down on it. Right. In other words, the vidui took it all the way up to the heavens of the heavens, and then that from the heavens of the heavens went down to the Shoresh Neshama, and then from the Shoresh Neshama to Neshama, and then from Neshama to Ruach, and now the Ruach is shining down the light. The arousement that the Ruach receives is shining down this light on the Nefesh. Because of the connection. And Nefesh has been lost, but still the upper link of Nefesh is still intact, because it was the nine lower links that got lost. But the uppermost one, the tenth, the highest one, is still connected. So it's connected to Ruach, and it receives the light from Ruach. Shenisha Adain B'nei, from the connection between them. That Kedusha that's coming down, that light that's coming down, that holiness that's coming down, will destroy all of the forces of Tuma. It destroys. It's sort of like it purifies, and it purges it removes from the body the forces of Tuma, Madregas of Tuma, the different levels of Tuma. And that way he can extract the prisoner from all of the hold of the Tuma. The Nefesh that sinned fell down into the forces of Tuma, and the force of Tuma made a prison for it. They were holding him, they were grabbing him, but that purity that comes down just pushes away those forces of Tuma, and therefore it extracts the prisoner from his jail cell. Lovesul is kashrim to be shown it to reconnect him like he was connected at first in the Chinas Aruach, and therefore those nine levels can be restored and reconnected to the entire chain. V'chein, and similarly, in pogam v'kilka v'chinas rucha chas v'sholom. If a person created some sort of damage with his ruach, b'didburim asher lo tovim, he spoke words which were not good words, he spoke negative words, he spoke lashon hara, right? Or b'shara avoinus atlum v'chinas haruach, or other sins which are dependent on the power of speech, this power of the ruach, or bitul teir keneged kulam. And bitul teir is also shayach to ruach. And a person doesn't learn Torah as he should, that's also shaykh to damaging his ruach. The ruach is also connected to the learning of Torah. Normally the learning of Torah we do with our lips, we do with our speech, our power, we use the power of our speech to learn Torah. And therefore when a person doesn't learn Torah, so he damages the power of ruach, of the speech of ruach. And therefore he gave strength, three sin, he gave strength to the force of ruach hatumah, because everything that exists in the on the side of Kedusha exists the parallel inside of Tumah. So therefore he now empowered the Ruach of Tumah. Right? Instead of Ruach HaKedusha, right, the Ruach HaKodesh, right, the Ruach which is the side of Kedusha, there's the other side, the flip side. The flip side of Kedusha is Tumah. Right? The back side is the front side and there's the back side. The back side is the side of Tumah. So now that becomes stronger because of the sin. He's misused his speech, therefore the negative use of speech is now becoming powered. The koyach ruach atuma, Rachman Letzan, gets stronger. And then also, since the ruach is going to be damaged, so the nefesh is also going to be damaged, because the nefesh is dependent on the ruach. So once the ruach is no good, so the nefesh also will be damaged, will also be lacking. Because all of the light, all of the energy that the nefesh, the lowest level, receives, is all from what the light which comes down from ruach. Ruach, which is the high level, shines down on nefesh and empowers the nefesh. So if the ruach gets damaged, so then it's not shining its light properly, so the light that comes down to nefesh is also damaged, it's also missing, it's lacking, and therefore nefesh also is affected, it's also weakened. Hine. Okay, so that's after the damage is done. So hine, alidei acharota, amitis b'leiv, if a person will have genuine regret in his heart, and he feels bitter. He feels bitter on the greatness of his sin. Like the Pasuk says in Eicha, their heart cries out to Hashem. Their hearts cry out to Hashem. He feels bitter in his heart. It's like his heart's crying out, not his voice is crying out. His heart is crying out. And as the heart is already more in terms of thoughts, his thoughts are crying out to Hashem. He's thinking to himself, boy, what have I done? And his thoughts are crying out to Hashem. Umahare hurre tshuva, he thinks thoughts of tshuva. Machshova, with his thoughts, thoughts being a higher capacity, a higher function than speech. She mishkan itzaitza ora neshoma, because the thought, the mind, is where the sparks of neshoma enter. Like we mentioned, that the neshama doesn't actually enter the body, but it shines down these sparks into the mind, and these thoughts are aroused by his thoughts of tshuva. Who malchus detvuna, and these sparks are represent malchus, the kingship, which is the lowest level of tvuna. Tvuna is bina. Bina is linked to neshama, right? Bina, you have, we spoke about chokhmah, bina. Chokhmah was the shoresh of the neshama, and bina was the neshama. Malchus of bina, or malchus detvuna, is the lowest part of the neshama, which sends these sparks into the person's mind. Ma'ir gamken ad leila. So these thoughts of tshuva, these thoughts of regret and bitterness of what he's done, will also go up to the heavens of the heavens, lashpia tchila to sefes kedusha, and therefore that will bring down added holiness, v'or and light al shoresh haneshama. The Hashem Himself will shine down a light onto the shoresh haneshama, omisham lenishmosa, from the shoresh haneshama to the neshama. V'imavheke ziv oira shenishpa le'a, and then it will shine. The neshama itself will shine. A bright light will shine down, which it received. The light it received from above it, it will now shine down below it. But gam al bechinas haruach. So the neshama will be shining down on the ruach. Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishbura, and these are considered, this is a pasuk from Tehillim, Zivchei Elokim, the sacrifices of Hashem, is the broken soul, is the broken spirit. A broken spirit, a Ruach Nishbura, a broken spirit is an offering to Hashem. So therefore, since the spirit is feeling broken, he's feeling regret for the sins that he did, so therefore that's a sacrifice to Hashem. Those feelings of regret That's Ruach Nishbura, the broken spirit. Means it's the spirit that's broken, while he's full of regret for what he's done. He feels like sad that he did the wrong thing. That acts as an offering to Hashem, and that appeases Hashem, and then these lights can come down and restore all of these different parts of the soul. V'shoyveh koyach ruach atuma, and these feelings of regret will break the spirit of the contaminated spirit of ruach. Right, the contaminated ruach, ruach atuma, right, the negative ruach will be broken. He'll break free of it. His feelings of regret will break him free from ruach atuma shehigbi bavoin, which got stronger through his sins. Right, that which became strong will now be weakened by his regret. Umetai bechinas ruchei hakodesh, and this will purify his holy ruach. His kasher, that it should be reconnected. Bechinas haneshama kebetchila, should reconnect. The ruach should reconnect to the neshama as it was. It should strengthen its connection again. And we shami mele yushba gam al nafshei lashlima b'shlemus harishon. And then, once the ruach is strengthened, that will also be able to shine down on the nefesh and to complete the nefesh. Because as we mentioned before, if the ruach is damaged, then the nefesh is damaged. So once the ruach repairs, so it's again able to shine down its influence on the nefesh, and it will also reach its full perfection. The chayin. Alright, so say we spoke about someone who sinned with nefesh, which is with action. We spoke about someone who sinned with speech, right, which is ruach. And both of them have this ability to repair, to be repaired through tshuva, through vidui, through regret, through a broken heart, etc. The chayin. Next paragraph. Im chata chas v'sholem machshova. If a person chas v'sholem sinned with thought, ashe loy tahiri, thoughts that were not pure thoughts, unclean thoughts, the gorim b'zeh shistalkum elav netzoyt zezoy nishmos, and that caused the sparks which come down from the neshama to be withdrawn. The neshama stopped shining down on the moach once the moach has sinned, once the mind has sinned. So then the neshama is not sending its light to the moach anymore. Shais adheina behila neira ale roishoy, the neshama which before was the flame, was the candle over its head. It's an expression of the Pasuk in Eov, that Hashem lights a candle over the head of a person. Now that's the inspiration that comes from above to a person. And if a person's inspired, he has, like in the cartoons, they draw a light bulb on top of the person's head. So Lemaisa, that's a Pasuk in Eov, right? A Kodesh Baruch Hu lights a candle over a person's head. That's the inspiration that he receives from above. It's a Pasuk in Eov, in Tanakh. So therefore, that light is removed from him. When he sins with his thoughts, that light is removed from his head. As, nevertheless, even though he sinned with thoughts, his thoughts caused that light to be removed from him. As, nevertheless, alidei esek ha-Torah, if he then will try and remedy his thoughts by putting his thoughts in Torah. His thoughts were in all sorts of nonsense. Now he takes them away from the nonsense. He puts his thoughts back into Torah. With special insight, with special understanding, or trying to understand it with more depth. Using his insight, using his understanding to his best of ability. This also is an arousement. This will arouse the heavens. When a person learns Torah deeply, so this arouses. She's atzel to sevus kedusha al shesh nishmos. So this also arouses that they should shine down additional holiness on from. Again, his thoughts go all the way up to the heavens. And then there's a light that comes down on Shoresh Nishmosoi, on the root of his neshama, Misham le Nishmosoi, from Shoresh Nishama to the neshama, Lachzir Shetoi Alav Oir, and then the light will come back to the light of the neshama, will again light shine down on the person's mind, on the person's head. Laskilo Batira Kadusha, to add to his intelligence, to strengthen his knowledge and his understanding and his insight. With the Holy Torah, Babina Yisera, with additional grasp, additional comprehension, the Sisrei Tahirea, with its pure secrets, the purity of its secrets. The purity of the secrets is whenever you uncover one of the reasons for the Torah, whenever you understand one of the reasons behind a mitzvah, or the workings of a mitzvah, why should work this way, why does this mitzvah have this effect? So whenever you come under, you uncover the workings, or uncover the reasons, or you can uncover the hidden forces of the mitzvah, that's called Sisrei Tahirea. It's pure, it's holy reasons. It's like the neshama. The reason of a mitzvah is like the neshama of the mitzvah. That's why you've got the mitzvah, because of this reason. So the reason is what empowers the mitzvah. So therefore, he'll be learning with more depth. He'll throw himself into his learning, and this will uncover these holy secrets. Holy secrets will be revealed to him. And then from this holiness, this life which comes down from his neshama, will also go down to his ruach, v'nafshim, also down to his nefesh, lashlima v'lashlimusa, that they should all be completed. Because as we said before, if a person has sinned with his thoughts, that's going to affect his speech, that's going to affect his actions. The whole person will be affected by evil thoughts. But when that's repaired, then the whole person can be repaired. Ulechein. Okay, now we're coming on to something very interesting. Lechein amu chazal. Therefore, our sages have taught zagmor in Shabbos. Mon Shabbos, kofiu tesom at beis. Kol ha'oine omein yehei shmei rabo mevoirach b'chol koichoi. Someone who says yehei shmei rabo mevoirach b'chol koichoi, he says, right, he has Kaddish, and he answers yehei shmei rabo mevoirach b'chol, etc.
With
kol koichoi means with kavona. And the Gemara says, when the Gemara says that he says yehei shmei rabo b'chol koichoi, it means that he does it with full kavanah. That's how Tosafot says pshat there. Rashi also says one should use the voice, because the voice arouses the kavanah. When you say something with the voice, it arouses the kavanah. So really, you need your voice as well, but you need your thoughts, you need your intention. So the Gemara says, if a person says the Hashemay Rab b'kol koichoi with all of his strength, with all of his kavanah, with all of his force, koyim lo gzadina, they rip up any decrees against him. If there are any evil decrees, the heavens have decreed something evil against him, that decree is ripped up. And even if it's got a hint of Avodah Zorah, even if there's Avodah Zorah, you know, there's a decree against him because he worshipped idols. He did something that was very, very severe. You see, right? He did something heretical, heresy. There was heresy in his actions. Even so, if he'll then say Heshmei Rabba with all of his strength, that decree is ripped up, right? Afilu yesh bo shemetz shel Avodah Zorah, moichlin lo, they forgive him. Now, what's the Yehi Shmei Rabba? So, Nefesh HaChaim explains as follows. That was the Gemara. Up to that point is the Gemara. The Gemara says, you say Yehi Shmei Rabba with all your strength, with all your intention, with all your force. All of your decrees are ripped up, right? And you're forgiven fully for your sins. So, it explains like this. Ki ikka kavona zeh shevach. The ikka, the main intention of this type of praise. Yehi Shmei Rabba is a type of praise we give to Hashem. But we wish that Hashem's great name should be elevated. We're asking that Hashem's great name should be elevated. So when we give this praise to Hashem, who she is atzel yushpat yisefes brocha, so we're asking, when we say Yehi Shmei Rabba, we're asking that it should be, Yehi Shmei, that his great name be, right, mevorach, be blessed. So we're asking that there should, light should come up, yushpan should be influenced with additional blessing, it should be blessed, the name of Hashem should be blessed. The name, by the way, the name of Hashem represents Hashem's presence in the world, because we, right, we attach, we say, this is Hashem. Hashem has done this. This is the name of Hashem. You know, we speak of Hashem's actions. We're speaking about the name of Hashem. Hashem is now represented in this world by his actions. That's when we say that his name, we're speaking about his actions. So we're saying that his actions, his name should be blessed. That additional holiness, additional blessing should come to all of the four worlds. All of the four worlds which go from the highest of the heavens to the lowest of the worlds, which includes our world. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzia, Sia. Those are the four worlds. Right? That bracha should come on all the four worlds. That's what we're saying. We're wishing that the bracha of Hashem, and the light of Hashem, and the blessing of Hashem should come out on all of the worlds, from the highest of worlds right down to the lowest of worlds. That's what we're asking for. And this is what we're saying in the words. Yeshmei Rabba, may his great name be Mevoirach, blessed. Hainu, Shisatzel Brocha, that this Brocha, this blessing should come down. But to Sefer Kedusha, additional holiness, additional light. Mimenu Yisbach Shema, from Hashem. So let Brocha come down, meaning the light. Let light come down on Ad L'Olam. L'Olam, L'Olmei, Olmaya. L'Olam means to the world. Ad L'Olam, to the world. Hu Olam Atzilus, that's the world of Atzilus, that's the highest world. Ad Lo Olam, that's the first world, Atzilus. Omisham, and from the highest world, Gam Lo Olmei, to the worlds. The Haim Shnei Olamos Bria Yetzira, then from Atzilus it should come down, the light should come down to the next two worlds, Bria and Yetzira. Lo Olam, to Atzilus. Lo Olmei, to Bria and Yetzira. Olmaya, which is the fourth world. Hu Olam Asiya, the world of Asiya. V'heim Shorish HaDalad Adagin Shel HaAdam. And these four worlds are the parallel of the four levels of the soul of a person, Shorish HaNeshama, which is the root of the Neshama, and the Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And when a person will have intention, and this is really the way we should be saying Yeshmei Rabbah, when a person will have intention with holy thoughts, with the holiness of his thought, that he's putting his thoughts into what he's saying, he's not just saying the words, he's putting his thoughts into what he's saying. When he says this praise, that this blessing should come down on all of the worlds, to draw down this additional holiness, the additional blessing, al shorish nishmos, as you're blessing that all four worlds should be enlightened by Hashem, should be sanctified by Hashem, we're also saying all the levels of the neshama should be sanctified by Hashem. Because the levels of the neshama are the parallel of the four worlds. The four levels of the neshama are the parallel of the four worlds. So we're asking that this light should come down on all the levels of the neshama. So we're saying the bracha should come down, shorish nishmos. It should come down to the root of Nishama, Misham Nishmosa, and from the root of the Nishama to his Nishama, Verucha from there to the Ruach, and from there to the Nefesh, Goyim Bezei, the Hat, Lahasem, the Chalek, Kulavan, the Chay. So this light that comes down, this light is a cleansing light which destroys all sin. Kulavan, the Chay. It destroys all sin. This light comes down, this holiness comes down, and any sin that might be there, any type of dirt, any type of contamination that might be there, is all eradicated, it's all removed totally by this light that comes down. With any one of the three levels, if any of this one of the three levels have sinned, whether it's with action, with speech, or with thought, all of this light which has come down, which he's been praying for, because the Heshmei Rab is like a prayer, you ask Hashem should send down this blessing and should elevate all of these worlds, and he should send down his Kedusha to all of these worlds. So that is this light which is going to clean these three worlds, so that if there's any sin in any of the three worlds, with speech, and with action, with thoughts, any defect that might exist in any of those levels of the soul, that should all be removed. They should be like they never were. The light should come out like those sins are eradicated, like they were never there in the first place. You know, as good as new. Right, the purity and the cleanliness has come. It wipes out the sin like the sin never was. There's no mark that he'd once said. It's totally eradicated. They call ika tshuva amitis, and this is true tshuva. True tshuva is that the person mamish makes himself like a brand new being. He is able to restore himself like to brand new condition. He doesn't look like second hand goods. He looks like brand new goods. So this light is the light that can purify the soul completely to make it like brand new, and that's what it means that all of these sins are destroyed. There's a chazal that speaks about that the individual and the generality, the entire population, are like two drops of water. Because whatever's happening in the individual, the parallel happens in the entire community. So therefore, when one person has sinned and he receives tshuva for himself, it's like he's received tshuva for the entire community. And therefore he elevates himself, he elevates the entire community. The whole Jewish people go up and the whole world goes up. It's really what happens to the individual is what's happening to the world. That's how we have to look at it. That's the power of that message. And this is also the idea behind what our sages said. There's a chazal that says, we know that after Adam HaRishon sinned, so he brought a shor. He brought as a sacrifice an ox. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the ox which Adam HaRishon offered, its horns went before its hooves. That's what the Gemara says. Its horns preceded its hooves. So what's the idea behind that? Shekiven ba'krovosa, when he offered up this ox, Adam HaRishon's intention was, when he offered up this ox, he wanted to remedy what he'd made skew, what he'd spoilt. Livnois nerosis, to rebuild that which he destroyed. The karev ashehirchek, to bring close that which he'd distanced, that which he'd pushed away, to bring it back. Liyached ashehifrid, and to reunite that which he had caused to come apart, to be dispersed. Vehele toya kedushat machshavta v'kavanosu, and this was the intention. This was the intention in his thoughts. When he brought the sacrifice, he wanted to reunite and to repurify and to remedy all that he'd spoiled. And he wanted to draw down this light. What we said before, that like just the Heshem Rava draws down this light, which remedies all the worlds, he was also looking to draw down this world. And this is the intention of this teaching. He wanted to draw down this world on all of the levels, from the highest to the lowest. Dimyon HaKanaim. So he started with the highest of worlds, which is represented by the horns. The horns is the highest world, and the horns came before the hooves, means the highest of worlds, which he also wanted to purify, preceded the lower worlds, because once you remedy the high worlds, and the high worlds affect lower worlds, which affect lower worlds still, and it goes right through. So that's what it means, that the horns preceded the hooves, because that was his intention, to start with the highest point and to remedy everything on the way down. Dimyon HaKanaim Hem Shoyish Nishmosa, the horns, which represent this, the root of the soul, the Nishmosa, down from the horns down to the head of the animal, right through from the horns to the head, etc., all the way down. Misham Mishich Achazeh Adei Ruach V'Nafsho, down from the Neshama to the Ruach to the Nefesh, Letai Kol Eivorov, to purify all of the limbs, Mi Roisha Ad Radla, from his head to his feet. Al Derech, and this is like what the Pasuk says, V'haya Ekev Tishmun, and it will be on account that you listen to the mitzvahs. The word Ekev means the heels. So if you listen to the mitzvahs and you remedy any sins that you've done all the way down to the heel, you'll be remedying it from the highest of the worlds all the way down to the Ekev, which is the heel. If you remedy the entire world, meaning from the highest to the lowest, and all the way to the heel, the heel representing mitzvah sh'odim dash be'kovov, because sometimes a person just sins with his heel. He tramples on certain mitzvahs. So that's called sinning with his heels. He tramples, he disregards certain mitzvahs. He tramples on them with his heels. Who passes shall never shall be hamis. And that is, those are the hooves of this cow. So the horns came before the hooves, but it went all the way down to the hooves. And this is now, this gives us another pshat in the Gemara that says, that the heels of Adam HaRishon were so bright that they made the sun look dim. And that was the purity that Adam HaRishon was able to release, purifying to such a degree that even the heels of his feet were brighter than the sun itself.